to the state of Mississippi. For underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. Of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can't wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa. Schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land. Torn out the heart of Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the judges of of honor as they crawl into the court. They're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country. And here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ratings of a clown. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Oh, here's to the land. Another country to be part of. reaches a Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part
of. I went down to that St. James Infirmary, and I saw some plasma there. I ups and asked the doctor man, now was the donor dark or fair? The doctor laughed a great big laugh, and he puffed it right in my face. He said, a molecule is a molecule, son, and the damn thing has no race. And that was news, sing it. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. You mean you heard that doc declare that the plasma in that test tube there could be white man, black man, yellow man, red? That's just what that doctor said. The doc put down his doctor book and gave me a very scientific look, and he spoke out plain and clear and rational. He said, metabolism is international. And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. Then the doc rigged up his microscope with some Berlin blue blood, and by gosh, it was the same as Chungking, Quiver, Shelf, Chattanooga, Timbuktu blood. While those men who think they're noble don't even know that the corpuscle is global, trying to disunite us with their racial supremacy, and flying in the face of old man chemistry, and taking all the facts and trying to twist them. But you can't overthrow the circulatory system, get it? And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day we've had those free and equal blues. So I stayed at that St. James Infirmary. I couldn't leave that place, it was too interesting. But I said to the doctor, give me some more of that scientific talk, and he did. He said, melt yourself down into a crucible, pour yourself out into a test tube, and what have you got? 3,500 cubic feet of gas, that's the same for the up and lower class. Well, I let that pass. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. You mean that goes for princes, dukes, and countesses? Whatever you are, that's what the amount is. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. Iron, 57 grains. Not enough to keep a man in chains. 500 ounces of phosphorus, that's whether you're poor or prosperous. Hey, buddy, can you spare a match? Sugar, 60 ordinary lumps, free and equal rations for all nations. When you take 22 teaspoons of sodium chloride, that's salt, and you add 38 quarts of H2O, that's water. Mix 2 ounces of lime, a pinch of chloride of potash, a drop of magnesium, a bit of sulfur, and a soup of hydrochloric acid, and you stir it all up, and what are you? You're a walking drugstore. It's an international metabolistic cartel. And that was news. Yes, that was news. Now you change it. So listen, you African and Indian and Mexican, Mongolian, Tyrolean and Tartar. The doctor's right behind the Atlantic Charter. The doc's behind the new brotherhood of man. has prescribed in San Francisco and Yorktown, Barton Oak, and at Potsdam. Every man everywhere is the same when he's got his skin off. And that's the news, yes, that's the news. That's the free and equal blues.
Hey, you're listening to Grow Radio. The show is called A Notch in My Pistol. I'm your host, Chelsea. This is a show, a weekly show now on Tuesdays, that highlights great country and folk music and music that has been inspired by country or inspired country. And each week I pick a theme. Today's theme is protest, and I'm dedicating this show to those who are in Ferguson right now, marching around in honor of Michael Brown, who was murdered by the police. And So I hope you can find some inspiration in this protest music, those of you who are listening, as I have. And we have a really rich history of protest music in the United States. The first song I played was by Phil Ox. It's a tune called Here's to the State of Mississippi from his album I Ain't Marching No Anymore. And that was written in the 60s, in the late 60s, when civil rights activists from the group SNCC were sent to Mississippi, and national attention was turned on Mississippi after the deaths of three SNCC workers at the hands of the KKK. And there's a lot of really incredible songs around Mississippi and police brutality and protest there, which I'll be getting to some more of those later. And they apply today to Missouri. After Phil Ox, I played Josh White. That tune is called Free and Equal Blues. Josh White was a Southern black man who grew up during Jim Crow and went on to be an actor and a musician. He recorded several albums, and many of his songs speak of the racism that he encountered throughout his life. And now I'm going to play another song by Josh White, and then we're going to hear from Nina Simone, Bob Dylan, Ewan McCall, and Peggy Seeger, and we'll keep moving on from there. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned in. This is A Notch in My Pistol on Grow Radio.
Why must the Negro stay at home? Why must the Negro stay at home? It's Jim Crow. This is a land we call our own. Why must the Negro ride alone? Why must the Negro ride alone? It's Jim Crow. This is the land of democracy. Put an end to slavery. Put an end to slavery. And Jim Crow Lincoln set the Negro free. Why is he still in slavery? Why is he still in slavery? It's Jim Crow.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there so I know. Keep on saying go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You think it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation, mass participation, unification. Do things gradually, but bring more tragedy. Why don't
me, just give me my equality.
Every second of every minute, every hour of every day, the babblers work at building Babel, listen to what they say. Reading the news and feeding the views to the minds of a captive nation, blending fact and fantasy, the official interpretation. Every night in a billion rooms, a billion minds are fed on a diet of pre-digested pap prepared by talking heads. Opinion makers, phonies and fakers, talking to earn their pay, gazing out of their plastic world and talking our lives away. Every time that a working man or woman demand their rights, the talking machine works overtime to prove that black is white. Strikers are traitors, paid agitators, miners are surly brutes, but don't let the viewers see the coppers teaching them with their boots. Every day the smooth-faced pundits forecast on the box, the miners' strike is lost, they say, and Scargill's on the rocks. Lies, defamation, misinformation, this is the testing time. He kept faith with the men who elected him, and that is a major crime. Every time there's a strike in Poland, the lads of the BBC and the Thatcher mob weep crocodile tears, hurrah for democracy. The Sun and the Mail both joyfully hail the Pole's solidarity. Let British workers go on strike, they sing in a different key. For solidarity's good for Poles, but not for you and me.
Basically, it started when it was suddenly announced that my colliery was to close. 5 years reserves, we were given 5 weeks' notice. But in 5 years' time, you've time to plan. You've time to get ready. You've time to prepare. In 5 weeks, you've not got time to spit.
The Thatcherism government just wants to wipe away all what the trade union movement have built up over the years, and they will get us back to Victorian times, where her and her kind of people with money will rule the country, and we will be their serfs, licking their boots.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
I love those who labor. I sing of the farmers and weavers and fishermen and miners as well. Now all you who hear me, I pray you draw near me. Before you grow weary, I'll sing of myself. I was brought up in plenty until I was 20. A joy to myself as but children can be. A joy to my father, a joy to my mother. The pain of my country was nothing to me. My school days being over, I became a rover to Russia and China, to France and to Spain. I lived at my leisure, I lived but for pleasure, and so none the wiser to England I came. I thought it no danger to follow a stranger, but with time changing a friend he became. For the joys of a lover can equal no other, forever anew and yet always the same. Good fortune attending, we don't lack a living. Our children a blessing, our joy to renew. But to live amid plenty can only torment me, when the wealth of the country belongs to the few. I join with the angry, I join with the hungry. For long years of anguish, the price will be paid. To hate and to anger, I am not a stranger. I welcome the danger, and yet I'm afraid. For I fear the fate of the rebels and fighters who ransom the future with torture and pain. As the trial comes near, if I find I can dare it, with joy I will share it, no longer afraid. For I've learned to be angry, I've learned to be lonely. I've learned to be many, I've learned to be one. I've earned all my friends, even foes will commend me. I stand with the many, I am not alone. In the presence of fighters, I find a new peace. In the company of workers, replenish myself. Of miners and weavers, of rebels and dreamers. When I sing of my brothers, I sing of myself.
I woke up this morning when the man
set on freedom. Oh, and I woke up this morning when the man set on freedom. Oh, and I woke up this morning when the man.
Last song was the SNCC Freedom Singers, a tune called Woke Up This Morning With My Mind on Freedom. And there was a group of singers that came out of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and traveled the country doing these performances to get people interested in the civil rights movement. And one of the most famous leaders of that group, for her incredible voice you just heard, was Bernice Johnson. She was leading them in that song. I'm about to play a couple more songs by them with different folks leading them. The next one I'm going to play is called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round. And this tune, this recording, is led by Cordell Reagan, another member of the Freedom Singers. And then I'm going to play We Shall Overcome. And this is a special recording with Dorothy Cotton and Pete Seeger. And we'll move on from there and listen to a wide variety of different singers singing protest tunes. Also, I have a community announcement or two all interspersed throughout the show. The first one is I wanted to tell you about Red Soul Days. This is a series of events that's happening in Gainesville. If you live in Gainesville or around town, or in this part of Florida. Red Soul Days is a series of events that uses spoken word, performance art, music, and theater to celebrate and empower victims of assault and violence, and it's raising money about sexual and gendered violence. And there's all kinds of different events happening throughout the week. And today at 7 at the library at Market Street is, I think, the kickoff, the first of a week-long series of events. So check that out. I think tickets are sliding scale. And the money all goes to local shelters and groups like PFLAG that are organizing to end violence based on sexual orientation or gender. Okay, more from the Freedom Singers.
Process of working throughout the South and going to jail and getting beat and being in mass meetings and singing, there's one particular song that became the theme song of this movement. It is a powerful song. You can go anywhere in the world today where there is struggle and you will find this song, and you will still see people in the streets marching and singing it. It is our gift to the world. The world, people in struggle. We want to ask you to stand up and cross your right hand over left and sing with us, "We Shall Overcome."
We shall overcome.
sound, boys, and I ever heard sound, boys, was on a stroke of midnight, was a curfew blow. And if they catch you, then they will jail you in the city lockup when the curfew blows. Hear the curfew blow, boy, hear the curfew blow, boy, in the cold black midnight, hear the curfew blow. These sheriff's men, boys, they're on my trail, boys, in the midnight wind, boys, hear the curfew blow. If they catch me, my body will hang, boys, on the gallows pole, boys, when the curfew blows. Hear the curfew blow, boy, hear the curfew blow, boy, in the cold black midnight, hear the curfew blow. Hear the curfew blow, boy, hear the curfew blow, boy, in the cold black midnight, hear the curfew blow.
Your losses to fund our campaigns. We brought you the war, Now there's no one to blame. You best hope the new leader ain't crazy. You can vote how you want, but the outcome's the same. For the times, they are not a changing. Come senators, congressmen, don't fear a thing. They'll fall in the line behind the new king and accept with a smile what little you bring. They'll forget all the wars you're ranging. The bullets will pierce and the tasers will sting. For the times, they are not a changing. Come presidents, dictators, take what you will. These people are yours to tax and to kill. If they ever rise up, there's walls you can build. The system is strong, you're maintaining. Just speak with a smile and lie with a skill. For the times, they are not a changing. The paths, they are plain. The choices are clear. If things are to change, friends, it's gotta start here. And if now ain't the time, I hope the time's near. Well, there's still something left that's worth saving. So stand up, fight back to hell with your fear. For the times, they are not a changing.
Paul and Silas were bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes.
Doctors and lawyers and teachers and domestics walked together to jail and got to know each other in the cells as they sat next to each other and felt, breathed, and slept the passion that they had about their own desires to be free. But more than that, they came to know each other as people and not as classes, not as a doctor, not as a doctor's wife, not as a domestic, but as a person. And in the cells that housed some 700 of Albany's citizens grew a bond of togetherness which has characterized Albany more than anything else.
They were there, unifying themselves as one, getting to know each other. And we come back to the community, and it's not the same anymore. You find people walking together, talking together, people that would think they would never speak to this person or that person.
Hey, you're listening to A Notch in My Pistol on Grey Radio. We've been listening to songs about protesting and people rising up. And these songs have all kind of intersected different systems of oppression. We've heard from union singers and wobbly organizers and anti-racist activists working in the South in the 1960s. We've heard from white allies. We've heard from African Americans who were leaders in the in different organizations like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And now I'm going to wrap things up with one of my favorite activists, Utah Phillips. He's a great union singer. He sings about all kinds of stuff, and he also just has a great sense of humor. He passed away a few years ago. His recordings are fantastic. If you're ever on a long road trip, you should just buy a bunch of his CDs and listen to them, because he's completely entertaining and engaging. And his humor reminds me that in the midst of our battles and the work that we're doing and the organizing we're participating in and the terrible elements of history happening around us, like what just happened in Ferguson, that we can still have a sense of humor. Community also means building friendships, and being sweet to one another and taking care of each other. So here's a funny bit from him, and then I'll wrap things up with his recording of Solidarity Forever. All right, thanks for listening. You've been tuned in to A Notch in My Pistol, and the show airs every week, Tuesday, between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. So tune in again next week for more great folk and country music. All right.
He was a lot younger then, and that's when he remembers when he was... I'd be out on the road, I'd call home, and he would pop these lines and get getting thrown out of school. What's invisible and smells like worms, bird farts, remember that? How come the crack in your butt goes up and down instead of back and forth? Yeah, they sent you home from Montessori for that. When you get sent home from Montessori, you have blown it in a major way. And why does the crack in your butt go up and down instead of back and forth? The answer was, so when you're in the playground going down the slide, you won't go blee, 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 blee. Thought the kid had a future right there. Of course, then they got the Young Writers Project going. Now, you remember that, Brennan. And he was involved in that. That's where they put poets and writers in the schools and public schools and teach them writing skills. And then they pyramid these young writers' conferences up to the state level. So he asked me if I would come out and tell stories. Remember that auditorium? What was that? Was that a gymnasium? God, I was going to behave myself because I lived there at that time. But often, and there was 2,100 young faces out there, none of them with any prospects anybody could detect. And along the side of the stage was a suit and tie crowd sitting there, from the school district and the principals, the teachers, and the main speaker following me from the Chamber of Commerce. Something inside of me snapped. And I got to the microphone, I looked out of that sea of young faces, and I said something to the effect of, "You're about to be told one more time that you're America's most valuable natural resource. Have you seen what they do to valuable natural resources?" Have you seen a strip mine? Have you seen a clear cut in the forest? Have you seen a polluted river? Don't ever let them call you a valuable natural resource. They're going to strip mine your soul. They're going to clear cut your best thoughts for the sake of profit unless you learn to resist, because the profit system follows the path of least resistance, and following the path of least resistance is what makes a river crooked. Ha! No rant control. Well... I was picked up bodily and carried to the door, hurling epithets over my shoulder, something to the effect of, "Make a break for it, kids. Flee to the wilderness. The one within, if you can find it." Came to California. Better man for it. But I did send them back a letter, though, to their little literary magazine. I respected those kids. I respect all kids. They're assholes, but, you know, they're, but they're their own asshole. That's why we like kids. That's why we like, not somebody else's asshole. But I can say whatever I want. It's my last show. I sent them a nice letter. I sent Sage things in there. My mother, Kitty Cohen, that she told me to help me down the road of life. She'd say things like, as you travel down the road of life, don't forget to take time to spray the roses. Aphids. She hated aphids. Disgusting. And she'd say, a bird in the hand ain't worth nothing if you're trying to blow your nose. See, they wiggle around. Yeah, you try it. Doesn't work worth a damn. But I told those kids, I said to them, if you learn anything in your barn of learning, let it be this, that being likable will get you further than talent. Do I know this? Well, this is the longest session I have ever been in my life, and my voice is about to fall apart, so I'm going to sing the last one, rather, We Are. I bet if I was to make a book right now about what that song was, I wouldn't make very much money.
You're right.
Which one is it?
Solidarity.
Well, all right. I mean, what that sounds. When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. Is there aught we hold in common with the greedy parasite who would lash us into serfdom and would crush us with his might? Is there anything left to us but to organize and fight? For the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. We stand outcast and starve amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. All the world that's owned by idle drones is ours and ours alone. We have laid the wide foundation, built it skyward stone by stone. It is ours not to slave in, but to master and to own, while the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever. Taken untold millions that they've never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever. Our hands. Kansas placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong.